If Nothing Changes, Nothing Changes by Andrew Redding. Within the last decade, I have started, scaled, and sold multiple businesses that exceeded $10 million in revenue. During that time, I've learned invaluable lessons. These experiences have equipped me to guide numerous entrepreneurs and business owners through their growth challenges. This chapter is not just a recounting of my successes or a rehash of other business books. It's a real, no-nonsense guide filled with actionable strategies that have consistently driven results and will do the same for you if you're willing to put in the work. If you have any doubts about whether you should listen to me, I encourage you to check out my website and read the testimonials from people I have previously worked with to ensure you're fully engaged and get the absolute most out of these lessons I'm about to share. Where and how the lessons were learned. Let's start with some insight into the 10 fundamentals of business beyond what's in my bio and on the website. Over a decade ago, I started Valley Air Conditioning as a sole director, followed by Valley Electrical with a 50-50 business partner. That partnership didn't work out. I eventually sold my half of the business to the other partner, and we went our separate ways. This experience was filled with big lessons about value alignment, team culture, co-branding, and the potential impact, both positive and negative, on brand awareness. While I'd love to dive into every lesson learned across multiple businesses, we'll save that for another time so we can focus on the key fundamentals within this chapter. During the Valley Electrical period, I also co-founded Valley Painting and Maintenance with two other equal partners. We grew the business over 5 years, building a team of 15 and earning an excellent reputation in the industry. With the help of the 10 fundamentals, we realized we had different goals for the next 5 years. So we structured a buyout, and today they are still thriving from the habits and fundamentals instilled at the start of the business. If nothing changes, nothing changes. When Valley Electrical was no longer in the picture, and while I was still involved in Valley Painting and Maintenance, I started New Edge Electrical with another partner. We grew the business, but eventually it became clear that my partner wasn't cut out for being a business owner. I purchased his shares back, and he found a job in the coal mines that made him much happier. Later, a driven young electrician joined New Edge Electrical, quickly taking on more responsibility and becoming a partner. He wanted to challenge himself further by running the business on his own using the 10 fundamentals of business. So he purchased my shares to become the sole owner. Today, he's thriving in both New South Wales and Queensland. With my full focus back on Valley Air Conditioning, we continued growing at 150% year on year, taking the business to another level with a 50-plus team structured with general management, sales, finance, office, service management, leading hands, and full-time warehouse staff. Next, I saw a gap in the market to start a wholesale business. By this point, I had made plenty of mistakes and learned quickly, so I thought I knew what I was doing. I brought on two partners, each with a 10% stake, one of whom was the general manager, and we built the business rapidly with a team of five. In less than 18 months, we achieved $900,000 in sales within a one-month period and had big goals to continue to scale nationally. However, due to external politics, growth was put on hold by forces we couldn't control. Another lesson we learned is rapid growth and rubbing against too many big players isn't always the best strategy for long-term sustained growth. Unfortunately, we couldn't continue expanding at the rate we wanted. So eventually I purchased their shares back and operated the business at a consistent level alongside Valley Air. During this time, I became increasingly involved in advancing my own skill set through attending coaching programs and reading every business and leadership book I could find. From this, I was able to reflect on what I had done correctly over the years and apply what I had learned to strengthen my businesses going forward. Eventually, I ended up teaching and mentoring other business owners through one-on-one coaching, presenting on stage at events, and leading groups through mastermind sessions. The business was at a point where I wanted to test the structure, systems, and processes and the leadership team to see if it could run completely under management. For as long as I can remember, I have wanted to travel around Australia while still young enough to thoroughly enjoy it and before the kids went to high school. I saw this as a perfect opportunity to achieve both a personal and a professional goal at once. In 2021, my family and I set off around Australia with the management team running Valley Air, and I only flew back for mentoring events. The lessons learned and the personal growth I underwent on this trip were unexpected, uncomfortable, but very much needed. I was able to refocus my perspective on what was truly important to me. I did not come back from this trip as the same person who left. Once we returned home, I realized that my heart wasn't in the business any longer. So I made the big decision to sell both Valley Air and the wholesale business together. As I took a breath after selling the businesses, I reflected on the thousands of lessons learned, the hundreds of different team members and personalities I've worked with, and the process of reverse engineering what worked and what didn't, to be able to teach other business owners facing similar challenges. This is how the 10 fundamentals were developed, then stress tested further during my one-on-one consulting as a framework for success. These fundamentals consistently produced incredible, repeatable results across multiple industries. Knowing where you're going and why. Over the last 10 years of running my businesses and coaching other business owners, I discovered the biggest gap that created so many issues, from procrastination, poor culture, and underperforming team members to inconsistency, fighting at home, no drive, low sales, and ultimately reduced or no profitability. The cause of all these problems and more could be traced back to one thing. This one thing was something surprisingly simple in theory, yet challenging to put into practice, and would be the underlying cause of so many issues. The one thing I'm talking about is, above all else, to get really, really clear on what you want personally. Not what society, family, or friends think you should want, or only what your limiting beliefs allow you to imagine, but what you truly desire for your life. This might mean sitting through some discomfort, taking time away from work, or working through old belief systems. No matter what stage your business is at, it is crucial to stop and dedicate time and energy to work out the big, scary, hard-hitting goals that make it impossible for you to stay in bed in the morning. Unfortunately, this is the biggest and most critical step that people keep skimming over. They try to build a business without knowing why or build the business in direct conflict with their personal and family goals, not realizing they are damaging the most important relationships with those closest to them. Don't make the same mistakes. It's about knowing what's most essential to you, makes you truly happy, and drives you to get up and work towards every day. Understanding and defining your 10-year personal goals is paramount. Action time. To help you start this journey, visit the website using the QR code below to download your free personal goal setting questionnaire. Through downloading and completing the above questionnaire, you will define your 10-year personal goals. Then let yourself experience the emotion you will feel when you have achieved everything you have set out to do. What your life will look and feel like on the other side of achieving your goals. Once you are clear on your personal goals, we can take the next step. Communicate them with your life or business partners and even your children. If you have children, and depending on their age, don't underestimate the impact of sharing these goals with your kids. Talk to them about what you're doing and why. Ask for their opinions, whether they agree or disagree, or if they have anything to add. By including them, they now have a stake in the game and can provide valuable perspectives. This can be a real role model moment, showing your kids what can be achieved by setting goals, making plans, and achieving desired outcomes. Kids are like sponges, and these are valuable, positive habits to instill early. Prioritize setting a time with your partner to have an hour or two alone, without kids, noise, or other distractions, to have a real talk and communicate with each other what it is you truly want for yourselves as individuals and as a family. Provide them with the same resources and even this book to help them understand why this process is so important to you and how you will need their support. Ensure that everyone is aligned on what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what you are willing or not willing to do to achieve your personal goals within the desired timeframes. Now that you have this high level of clarity around your goals and everyone understands where and how they can support the achievement of these goals, we can move on to ensuring that your business is the right vehicle or can become the right vehicle to achieve your personal goals with alignment from the most important people in your life. If you're not passionate about your personal goals, or if you can't read through them and provoke enough emotion to get fired up to do just about anything it takes to achieve them and give you and your family the life you want, go back and spend more time reviewing and discussing the questionnaire, elevating your goals so they scare you just a little bit. If you just can't think 10 years ahead, try 5 years at a minimum. When you read through your goals, it needs to energize and motivate you, as this is what keeps you on track and consistently showing up as the person you need to be. If your goals and life aspirations can be achieved through a job or by continuing what you're currently doing, and you're not willing to evolve as a person or sacrifice more to achieve a different life than you have now, and you are truly happy and content with your future 10-year plan, you should keep doing what you're doing and enjoy life. Because building a business, achieving high-level goals, and having the life that most people only dream about takes consistent hard work, dedication to continually improving yourself, short-term sacrifices, and yes, rock-solid 10-year goals that you chase down every single day and then achieve them. I can say hand on heart that the stress, every sacrifice, the personal growth journey, early mornings and late nights are worth every bit of effort when you finally achieve your goals and have the relationships, experiences, and financial freedom where money has no effect over your day-to-day decisions. Getting to where you're wanting to go. Now that you are clear on what drives you and what you truly want personally and what you are willing and not willing to sacrifice on the journey to success, we can create our business goals. Staying off the solutions at this point, keep your business 10-year goals, big picture goals written as if they are done. Further down through the 10 fundamentals, we will work out how we will achieve them, but not yet. Action time. To help you create your business goals, visit the website using the QR code below to download your free professional goal setting questionnaire. When doing your professional goals, have your personal goals in front of you the whole time. I cannot stress this point enough. Everyone needs to understand this. Your business is just the vehicle to achieve all your personal goals. The environment in which you achieve these goals over the next 10 years completely depends on the team and the culture you choose to create. Once you have completed your professional goals, visualize where your business will be in 10 years, allowing you to achieve your personal goals and live the life you desire. We now have our why, our 10-year personal goals, and 10-year professional goals, which are aligned to achieve the life we want. Are you ready to get in, do the work, and make shit happen? Why I chose to focus on fundamental number 4, the execution framework. I've decided to deep dive into number 4, the execution framework, because with clear direction from number 1, personal and professional goals, and a framework to set and action the right priorities consistently every week, you will move toward your goals faster than ever before. Here is a brief overview of the 10 fundamentals. Number 1. Personal and professional goals. Number 2. Business plan. Number 3. Full financial budget. Number 4. Execution framework. Number 5. Sales and lead generation. Number 6. Systems and processes. Number 7. Service fulfillment and customer satisfaction. Number 8. People and team management. Number 9. Reporting and accountability. And lastly, number 10. Elevating your mindset. Fundamental number 4. The execution framework, getting things done. What I found with my own businesses and clients is that the execution framework has been incredibly powerful. It is the backbone of every successful business. Once the habits are ingrained, the team will feel lost without it. Whenever the team would get off track, the efficiency of moving the business forward always diminished. By sticking to this framework, I directly made millions of dollars by consistently prioritizing and executing the right tasks every single week, month, quarter, and year. We conducted structured meetings with a clear outcome and a timed agenda before starting. This included a yearly planning day to identify the strategic priorities the business needed to work on achieving, quarterly planning days to break down these priorities into actionable tasks for each department and individual, and monthly check-ins to review the past month and set priorities for the month ahead. Each week, we maintained full transparency about who was doing what, identifying any potential obstacles early on to remove excuses and ensure accountability. Consistency with a high level of execution quickly builds momentum in a business. And with momentum, small bumps don't slow or impact the direction or speed of the business's progression. You will find any new team members very quickly get on the same page or they are left behind. This framework also helps prevent constantly shifting directions or moving goalposts every few weeks, avoiding the trap of reacting to whatever comes across your desk or doing whatever feels right at that moment. If you're doing that, guess what? The whole business is doing that. And you end up with people working hard but not actually achieving anything meaningful. The results of this approach can be truly transformative. With everyone working in the same direction, you build cohesion in individual departments or teams while aligning them toward the company's common goals for the month, quarter, and year. This minimizes wasted time on unimportant tasks and focuses more energy on the tasks that propel individual team members and ultimately the business forward. Alongside executing strategic company priorities, we also executed operational tasks aligned with individual role descriptions in a highly effective way. Valuing, protecting, and scheduling time in as small as 15-minute blocks in our company-wide shared digital calendars that everyone could see, reduced interruptions and increased efficiency of executing tasks. If this seems overwhelming, know that you can find more context and a full breakdown of the execution framework by visiting the QR code that takes you to my website. The guide explains the execution framework in detail. Think of it this way. If you are spending 80% of your time on operational tasks, working in the business, you only have 20% of your time to execute strategic priorities, working on the business. As your team grows or you transition to spending 10% on operations and 90% on strategic priorities, you can achieve much higher level activities. In a seasonal business like air conditioning, during peak times of summer, you may be 110% operational, and that's okay. What truly matters is what you achieve consistently year on year. The wrap up. I have strived to give you the tools and questionnaires to raise your self-awareness of what's important to you, provoked emotion, deep thought, and conversations with those closest to you, both personally and professionally. These 10 fundamentals have helped me achieve remarkable results within my businesses and those of my clients. If I have inspired or resonated with you and you would like to achieve faster results by implementing the full 10 fundamentals into your business, let's make it happen. If not, implement the lessons you've learned or reach out to other coaching or mentoring programs that best fit you. If nothing else, I hope I have triggered you to take action because we only have one life and you deserve to have the best one possible.